o'clock hour of Willie and Tausch begins now. And we just spent some time discussing what we saw as mistakes in the editing process, which, again, I would acknowledge...
For a show we have not watched, in fairness.
True. We saw the clip, though. Or at least you did. I heard the clip. I've had a few people say I'm making a very charitable reading of this and that it was just an honest mistake. Again, I don't know if there's any sort of malfeasance, as Tausch likes to say, on behalf of Aaron Rodgers, who is involved with the project. But again, I'm going to choose to believe that it's an honest mistake made by people that don't know the story as well as those of us that cover the team every day. Now, Bill Barnwell, speaking of mistakes, wrote a piece about team's mistakes. Jesse, do you love Bill Barnwell more than any other writer, including me? Because you sure love to get his stuff onto the show.
All right. So when Barnwell writes, it just it's a quantity over quality type situation oftentimes. Like, there's just so much that he provides in every article that I feel like there has to be something in there noteworthy that we can talk about. It's not, you know, he just writes a lot. They're long articles.
A lot of words. Yeah, a lot of words. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This one was actually interesting, though. The premise might be flawed, but the article itself is interesting.
So the premise is the worst mistakes for all 32 teams since 2020. When the Packers listened to Ted Thompson and drafted Jordan Love. So I bet you can guess what the New York Jets' biggest mistake was. Tausch, any guesses?
Actually, there's several options to choose from over the last 5 years.
I was
going to
say, I bet there's more. You know, you could say hiring Bob Saleh. Like, there's a probably. I just saw the thing today. The owner not trading for a guy because of his Madden ranking. That'd be another one that I'd
what?
Put in there. He was going to trade for Jerry Jeudy, but then he saw his Madden ranking, and he said, no, we're not trading for somebody with that low of a Madden ranking, which you'd think is a fake news story. I don't know what to believe, but obviously trading for Aaron Rodgers has not worked out well for them, so I would think that that is the biggest mistake that they had.
That is correct. This could easily be drafting Zach Wilson ahead of Ja'Marr Chase, Penei Sewell, Pat Surtain, Devontae Smith, and Micah Parsons in the top 12 of the 21 draft. There are also failed Jets free agent signings and nearly inexplicable trades to consider, but the Rodgers trade stands head and shoulders above the rest because it came with so much baggage. Yeah, I don't know how you could possibly disagree with Bill Barnwell on that, but I bring it up because that one is clear-cut. The Packers one, not as clear-cut to me. What do you think the biggest mistake in Bill Barnwell's opinion was that the Packers have made since 2020? And then we'll discuss what we might think it might be.
Yeah, I mean, you could say giving the extension to Aaron in 2023 or whatever year that was might be. You could say giving Deebach the big extension, but I wouldn't say that was a mistake. That's just bad luck. Maybe not getting rid of Joe Barry earlier. Maybe that is on the list. I mean, there's three or four things that you could probably jump into. That's probably the one I'm going to say. It's keeping Joe Barry too long.
Using first round picks on Quay Walker and Devontae Wyatt. Which, by the way, if those are the biggest mistakes that the Packers have made since 2020,
pretty good.
Things are going pretty damn well because those guys are not horrible players by any means. They're not busts. They have not had the impact you would have liked them to have, but that is not a colossal mistake. 20th, those guys both picked after the 20th overall pick. Quay Walker, 22. Devontae Wyatt, 29, I want to say. Boy, Bill Barnwell thinks very highly of Goody, if that's what he's going with. I think what you said is the right answer, by the way, not the Joe Barry one, but the Aaron Rodgers extension. To my dying day, I will not understand why a general manager who didn't want him in the first place and was ready to move on from him and considered Drew Locke at the 12th overall pick in 2019 in his second draft in charge before Rodgers won back-to-back MVPs after the selection of Jordan Love, why they extended him. Just because, what? Because they felt like they had to, that they had no choice. I mean, look, it all worked out great, and they ate the $40 million of dead cap space after the trade, and they still made the playoffs and won a playoff game. I get it. It all worked out in the end. But you don't the idea of – the only thing I will say, Tausch, is that it tells me that you didn't believe in Jordan Love as much as we all want you to believe you believed. Because otherwise you never give Rodgers that contract. You just don't. You just don't. So I would have said that. I also would have said that, hindsight being 2020, not trading him to Denver and getting an even larger haul than you got from the Jets, like the one that the – because you would have gotten even more for him than the Seahawks got for Russ had that trade happened. I don't know if it would have worked out quite as poorly as it did for the Broncos.
It's pretty easy from the cheap seats, Richard, to say that now, coming off of two MVPs and a quarterback that you didn't think was
Richard.
Right. So, yeah, I'm not going to go. I understand people saying it, but nobody had the stones to do that. Nobody would have. You'd have been crazy to do that at that point. Now, if you knew you were going to do it at some point, and that was your convictions were that strong, you would have done it. But you didn't, because you know you didn't know, and you were scared. You were never going to make that move coming off of two MVP seasons and how it played out. Hindsight is 2020, and that would have been the move looking back, but that's not what you did, and you didn't do it for good reason, because it would have been crazy to trade a guy that was playing at an MVP level when you had no clue what Jordan Love was, and you didn't have enough clue even midpoint of last year to do that. So all that's cute to say now, but the bottom line is the reason the Packers have been able to rebuild and reload and whatever you want to quickly, it's because they've made a lot of good picks. Then their organization is competent. They know what they're doing. And when they do make a mistake, they move on and be done with it. That's what they've done, and that's why they're in a position where, depending on how you look at it, they can either win a Super Bowl or they could be a good playoff team. That's where they're at. That's their spectrum. And by the way, this will be the new normal. As long as Jordan Love is the quarterback and as long as Matt LaFleur is the football coach, the new normal is you're going to be chasing championships for the next decade. It's a pretty doggone good place to be.
For perspective, the top five biggest mistakes made by teams.
Okay.
Number five, the Carolina Panthers trading DJ Moore and multiple first-round picks to the Bears to move up to take Bryce Young at number one.
I don't know. Bryce Young's been playing pretty good ball.
Number four, the San Francisco 49ers trading three first-round picks to move up to take Trey Lance.
I don't know. They don't have Brock Purdy then. They went to two Super Bowls in that time frame. I don't know.
Number three, the New York Jets trading for Aaron Rodgers.
That's been a disaster. I'd give you that.
Number two, the Denver Broncos trading and extending Russell Wilson.
Denver's playoff bound a year later. I don't know.
But they...
Yes, it was a mistake,
they had to get rid of him in order to do that.
Yeah, so what?
And now they got
Bo Nix. Get rid of someone to bring somebody in, and if you get it right, you wouldn't have gotten it before. It's like, I always look back. Everybody said, well, the Tony Mandarich deal, what a disaster. Yeah, I get what you're saying. You could have had Deion. You could have had so-and-so. You also would have never had Brett Favre. You wouldn't have had 20 years of Brett Favre. If that doesn't happen, and they get Troy Aikman...
The butterfly effect.
Hey, I don't think Troy Aikman was built to do what he would have done with the Green Bay Packers. And you never have no Brett Favre for your whole career. So maybe we should start looking at this and say it's about what ends up happening from said result. And the fact that the Broncos have gotten it right with Bo Nix, which, again, I'm shocked. Color me shocked. But this is how it works. And if you can overcome it, what do you always say in sports, guys? It's not how many times you get knocked down. It's how many times you get up. And none of these have been. The Jets is the one that's probably been the biggest knockout so far.
Well, wait till I get to number one. Because okay. This one, I could not agree with more. The number one biggest mistake made by any team, according to Bill Barnwell, since 2020.
Jimmy Johnson getting fired.
The Cleveland Browns. Jimmy Johnson getting fired
Jimmy
in 2020?
Johnson.
Oh, wow. You're fired from
you're
Fox.
Talking about one of the biggest mistakes back in the 90s.
Oh, well, sure, but
Jimmy
it worked.
Johnson.
Whoa, you want to do all the decades?
The biggest mistake of the 80s. Zuba's pants. The Cleveland Browns trading for Deshaun Watson and signing him to a 5-year, fully guaranteed $230 million contract.
Yep. Yeah, I can't argue that.
That's your winner. Yeah, has not worked out well. Are there any mistakes that the Packers have made that were, like, re-signing Devondre Campbell? Yeah, a mistake, but it wasn't devastating, right? It was a mistake.
Fart in the wind. That was a fart in the wind.
I just don't know. The David
the
Bakhtiari,
only one you could say, D-Bac.
Right,
David
but you had no idea he was going to tear his ACL a month later and go through the journey that he did.
I agree.
But so I can't even say
it ends up
that.
Being a mistake in the grand scheme, and you're still paying him. He's still a cap hit.
Dave and Aaron text in on the talk and text line. Oh, I like the little Wildy and Tausch logo you're putting on there now. It's nice.
Yeah, it's so
until we get everybody's picture.
It is so bland, though. I mean, that's bland.
You see, some look at it as clean. It's clean.
Yeah, I look at it as bland.
I feel like the font needs to be even larger to match our large heads that take up so much space of the windows that we're in. I don't know. I think they let Adams go too early. Yeah, look, I think they should have signed him to an extension. Things have worked out pretty well at the wide receiver position since then. But I don't think Goody's sitting up in his office at Lambeau going, gosh, I wish we still had Devontae. I don't think he thinks he made any mistake there whatsoever. And I don't blame him for not feeling that way. I'm struggling to think of other mistakes. If you want to chime in either on the YouTube comments or the talk at text line 844-770-3776, feel free. But I'm struggling to...
I mean, like, Goody's biggest mistakes have been getting rid of Jordy and bringing in, Martellus Bennett, right? That was a disaster.
Yeah, that was in 2018.
I think Jared Cook could look at not re-signing here as his biggest mistake. You could put that on
mistakes
whoever
on
you
both
want.
Sides.
That was a mistake.
Yeah, that was bad. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Outside of that, I'm not going to sit here and glaze up on Goody. Lord knows
you've done
that
enough.
He has not made a ton of mistakes, guys. Those are just the facts, and that's how you turn a team that couldn't beat the 1-10 Arizona Cardinals at a cold, snowy Lambeau day and turn them into NFC championship game, NFC championship game, NFC number one seed, reboot with a new quarterback, playoff bound. I don't know what else to tell you. Embrace and love the fact that we're in a pretty doggone good spot.
No doubt.
All these mistakes are pretty minimal in the grand scheme of what else is going on.
You're right about that. Don't make a mistake if you've been injured in an accident. Make the right call. One call, that's all, and that's to Grubel Offices. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Grubel Offices, one call, that's all. You know how David has been an icon in the last, 30 years in the greater Milwaukee area. He's expanded throughout Wisconsin and the Midwest, so he is there for you and his team is there for you if you have been injured. So, again, check out the website, gruber-law.com, and make the call if you need to, 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. By the way, and Matt Coonan points this out, if we're going to really get after Goody draft picks, at this point, Stokes and Van Ness are worse than Quay and Devontae Wyatt, aren't they?
Stokes, for sure, yeah. No doubt.
And maybe we give Van Ness some grace.
I love the fact everybody thinks you're going to have Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman. Like, this is not how the world works, guys.
No, you're right.
Yeah, it'd be great if he turned out to be Urlacher. He ain't. But he doesn't suck. Like, he's not god awful. Like, I guess I get it. I get it. But come on. Come on. Stokey is not – he's – the injuries and everything else, it has not been as good. I really thought after his first year he was going to take off, and that just unfortunately didn't happen.
Yeah. Injury's a factor, but not the only reason. All right. Quay Walker and Devontae Wyatt are not going to the Pro Bowl. I feel fairly confident in making that prediction. Who is from the Packers? Tausch will tell us who he thinks is Pro Bowl worthy. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus, or as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
I'm so disappointed in myself right now.
About what?
Of all the things that I've criticized Goody for, probably the one that I've criticized him the most for was trading Rasul Douglas. That has to be in the list of mistakes, right?
How's he played for Buffalo?
Pretty well, I think. That was Craig.
They gave up 40 some points and 500 yards to Goffer.
I'll look up his Pro Football Focus grades, since that's the end all.
I feel like Amon St. Brown had like 17 catches with a sore tummy. He had a little tummy ache, and he still had that.
So we're getting a lot of text messages on.
Not drafting T.J. Watt. I don't know if we'll ever get over Macho Grande, and I'm not sure we'll ever get over T.J. Watt.
Again, the column by Barnwell was about mistakes since the start of 2020. So the T.J. Watt mistake, along with the John Hadle trade, releasing Charles Woodson, etc., were all predating the actual window that Bill Barnwell had set forth.
Do you understand my theory, though, on this whole Tony Mandarich deal?
The butterfly effect. Absolutely.
Yeah. It was a mistake. I'm not going to tell you it wasn't a mistake. Tony, obviously, it didn't pan out. But we never have Brett Favre as the quarterback at a G&G if we don't draft Tony Mandarich. Like, that's how this works, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you this right now. Troy Aikman ain't bringing a championship to Titletown.
He ain't in the Hall of Fame.
No, he would not have been either. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it is crazy. So I would love to know, if I can keep you doing this show for another decade, when we look back as we're getting ready for like our 20th anniversary, what butterfly effect moves are we looking back on saying, well, if this didn't happen, they wouldn't have this, right? Because I've always agreed with your theory on this. Like, the Tony Mandarich, in and of itself, terrible pick. Couldn't have been more wrong. But you don't have Favre then. Just like if they don't win that game late in the 88 season.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
They've got the number one overall pick, and they pick Aikman. They certainly don't pick Tony Mandarich, number one overall. So, again, things work out the way they work out. Now, you could also argue on the flip side, there are plenty of organizations that can look at those moments where they screwed up, and it did not lead to having Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers as their quarterbacks. It led to more heartache and disappointment and more losing. So it doesn't always have a positive butterfly effect, but definitely in that case it does. No doubt about it. Just like Aaron Rodgers falling down the depth chart or the draft board and landing in Ted's lap in 2005. Because you were on that team, and be honest, you weren't all that thrilled with the team drafting a quarterback in the first round who was not going to help your team You're just glad they didn't pick a right tackle.
I think that's fair. I think those are both fair points, yeah.
Speaking of right tackles, this is a show that really...
Jimmy Graham, Grant and Madison, bringing in Jimmy Graham. Didn't work. Didn't work, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, he caught that pass against Seattle in the playoffs. Fair.
I believe to correct the record from earlier, I believe Jimmy Graham was the person that they signed the same day they cut Jordy Nelson. I believe Martellus Bennett was in 17 when he caught the shoulder injury. Rodgers broke his collarbone, and who knew that broken collarbones were contagious? And then suddenly Martellus Bennett had a shoulder injury that he couldn't play through, and the team was forcing him because Doc McKenzie's a jerk.
Do we ever think, looking at this now, and I think I am going to lessons learned myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think Goody and the trade deadline and all of the speculation we always have. How many times when you pick up a 30-year-old or anyone that's going into their third deal, how many times does that actually work for any of these teams? Hardly ever. Tell me a time it has.
So, you were not here yet when they signed Joe Johnson, right? The defensive. Did he have a year with you? Did you play with him for 1 year?
Yeah, I used to block him. Yeah.
How easy was it?
I'll say this. I didn't mind. No, I didn't mind going against Joe.
Oh, snap.
No, it's not a no snap. I didn't mind going against him. It's not like I dominated him. He was an older. I think he had probably gotten a little bit older at that point, too. But my point on this whole thing is, I think we have to, when we look at the big mistakes, it almost always comes, you rarely see a big mistake when you sign a guy that's 24, 25, and just getting in, and you believe, like the Xavier McKinney's, the Josh Jacobs's of the world.
Za'Darius Smith.
Now, you just have to understand, it's a year-to-year operation, but it just continues to reiterate Goody's thoughts on this. He's so right, and this is going to be the Packer way moving forward, and you're not going to see, you're going to see guys getting their second deals. I think it's going to be very tricky and tough to get a third deal. I'm still surprised Kenny Clark got it when he did. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably because, and I have not looked at the structure of his deal, I'm guessing it's not very front-loaded. I'm guessing they have a 1 or 2 year out where they can get out and not get crushed cap-wise. That's typically what Russ does. And Kenny's going to continue to play, and I think he's coming on. But it's just that it's going to be incredibly difficult as a Packer player to get a third deal, unless you're a star quarterback or a place kicker. I think you're going to see the youth movement continue to just get swung into effect down here.
All right, I want to get to the Pro Bowl possibilities coming up next, because I'm looking across their roster, and once again, much like last year, despite their team's success, I'm dubious on who might make the Pro Bowl from their team.
There's two lock stockers.
Tausch will tell you who those are after he tells you about AmFam.
Oh, Packer fans, ready for some game day excitement? Well, next time you're at Lambeau, stop by the American Family Insurance Title Townhouse and experience the thrill of making a game-saving play with our interactive Protect the End Zone game. Plus, don't miss out on all the amazing giveaways. From exclusive Packers merch to special prizes, there's a little something for everybody. Visit us at Titletown to make your game day unforgettable. For more info, check out amfam.com/Packers.
Who's a Pro Bowler? Tausch says there are two lock stockers. I think I know one.
No, you know both. You should.
I think I know both.
No, we'll all find out together.
You haven't really been paying attention. Yep, we will.
Well, then I haven't been paying attention. We'll find out next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas. Oh, yeah. Oh, Merry Christmas.
the snow is glistening. All right, Lock Stalker.
I think I know who it is.
I got three. I moved it up to three Lock Stalkers.
Oh.
Three?
Yeah, I went triple play on it. Yep.
All right, so one is Xavier McKinney.
100%. Yeah, if he doesn't make the Pro Bowl, shut the thing down. It's done. Shut it off.
Two is Josh Jacobs.
Correct. Not going to say you have to cancel the game, but it should be postponed pretty heavily if he's not in it either.
And the third is...
Who else? So here's what I like doing when we do this. So Xavier McKinney, there's another safety. I would say one of the Lions, I think, is probably going to get
Yeah, Kirby
Branch,
Joseph. Yep.
Or Kirby. Well, I think those are your two. And then there's, I don't know if there's anybody else. You could throw somebody else out there. Saquon is going to be the top back. And then JJ's number two. Is there somebody in the NFC that's better than those two? Saquon's numbers are better. He deserves to be the top dog.
Yeah.
JJ's right there with him.
The NFL leaders in rushing in the NFC, since that's what we're looking at, the next running back after Saquon at 1,608 yards? Woo! With three games to go?
Woof!
I understand that it's 17-game schedule now, but he needs 312 yards to get to 2,000?
Well, he's going to try to break Eric Dickerson's record.
That's pretty impressive.
And they play some god-awful run defenses. Washington's not good. Dallas stinks. Giants stink.
Hmm. He may get it then.
Be very interesting if he could break the record, all-time record, against his former team at the end of the season.
Wouldn't that be something?
But then if Philly's got their seed locked up, are they going to play him? That's the fun drama of this whole bit.
In the NFC, Josh Jacobs is second with 1,147 yards. Kyren Williams of the Los Angeles Rams, third at 1,121. And then Bijan Robinson at 1,102. Jahmyr Gibbs and Chuba Hubbard are the other two 1,000-yard rushers in the NFC currently. Zach Tom?
Nope. He's going to have to go through the process. They're not going to give it to him right away. Penne is going to be in there. Lane's going to be in there. They're not going to give it to him. He's got to earn his stripes yet.
Do we vote for right tackles now? Do we split those up, or is it just tackles?
I'm not sure how that works.
I always thought that that was unfair to right tackles. None of the wide receivers. Jordan Love?
Nope. Jordan ain't going to make it. Missed games, his stats. Maybe he'll get in as like an first alternate, but I'm guessing you're going to be looking. Goff is definitely going to make it.
Darnold.
Who else am I forgetting about?
Darnold.
Oh, Darnold's ahead of Jordan. Yeah, he'll probably be.
Hurts, Baker Mayfield, Jaden Daniels.
Okay, they're all going to be ahead of Jordan. I can't lock stock these other guys, but I will lock stock. Elgton Jenkins needs to be a Pro Bowler. He's had a fantastic season. He hasn't missed snaps.
Okay.
He should do it. And then Tucker Kraft should be the other one. I think Tucker Kraft is.
But you're not lock stocking Tucker Kraft.
No, I think he might have to be. There might be another process for him to get there. So I don't think they'll put him in at this point. I think they'll hold off and probably not get him. So I have three lock stockers, and I think Tucker Kraft is a should be, but I'm not going to shut the game down if he doesn't.
Tight ends in the NFC who have more receiving yards.
Kittle.
Trey McBride from Arizona.
We had half of that against us.
But they stink. In terms of receiving touchdowns, though, our guy Tucker is in a tie with seven with a bunch of wide receivers. So the only and the only tight end with more touchdown catches than Tucker Kraft in the NFC is George Kittle. So he's got a shot, I would say. I would say he's got a shot. So you watch offensive line play differently than I do. Obviously, there's been some ups and downs since his knee injury for Elgton Jenkins. You feel like he has fully regained his form this season, and he looks like the guy that he always has been.
I think he's been really good, and you know, part of the O-line deal is you earn your stripes and then you get it. And I think he's been good. He's had to move around, I think, a little bit, but I said earlier when he was rolling in the beginning, I think the injuries derailed him. I thought he'd be a Hall of Fame player. And I think he, you know, I don't know if that's still the case. I think you need to get all pros and you need to start piling some of this up. But he deserves to be a Pro Bowler this year, and I'm fairly certain that he will be.
So my follow-up question on him then would be this. He has 2 years remaining on his existing contract. You just said about third contracts. Is he going to be the Kenny Clark exception? Because his cap numbers for the final 2 years of his deal, $17.6 million next year, $24.8 million in 2026.
Right.
So if you believe in him and feel like he is the player that you, he is 28 years old, but he turns 29 on the day after Christmas.
Yeah, you extend him and he's going to be your center next year. That's what's going to happen.
So the third contract with him does not scare you. You're not concerned
not
about
at all.
That. Okay.
Nope.
We will see where the Pro Bowl ballots land. There is no Pro Bowl, by the way. It is the Pro Bowl games again with the skills competitions and flag football and all that fun stuff.
I'd like to see those guys play basketball. I'd like to see a basketball game.
As long as they're not playing beach football.
And then I think the NBA should do flag football.
You're an innovator. Do you feel like this would catch on?
Oh, you, Jason, you're around, guys. Everybody thinks they're ballers. And then I saw Kevin O'Connell basically telling all the Vikings that none of them are any good at hoops. Everybody's got a basketball hoop in their meeting room now because of Pete Carroll. Yes. Would it catch on? Are you nuts? Of course it would. It'd be a huge hit.
You want to see Giannis playing flag football, too?
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
I think you're really more interested in the NFL players playing basketball.
No, I would love to see, because the deal is you draft teams, and linemen would be the last drafted, but you're telling me you don't want to see Lane Johnson in the post? Who's guarding him? I'd love to see that. I mean, you used to play at the Shell. I used to go play. We had great games over there. Physical. Yes, indeed. So, yes, this needs to happen.
I think you're overthinking it. It's already called the Pro Bowl. Everyone should
have
bowling tournament with a cash prize. And you get interviews on the lanes. You can draft up a team.
And I know just the guy to announce it.
Pro Bowl bowling tournament.
Brian Anderson.
Jeff Levering.
Jeff Levering, yeah.
All right, let's play some trivia. Before we go any further down this rabbit hole.
It's a great idea.
With Jesse and the Pro Bowl. Tosh, are you on board?
With trivia? Yeah.
No, with the Pro Bowl.
No, bowling, that's dumb. But I appreciate Jesse thinking outside
the box. Oh, basketball is so much better than
Jesse, I'm telling you right now, you go in, you want to stir up a debate in a locker room, which I love doing. You start talking about who'd beat who in basketball. It's something there's a lot of pride in. Okay, and in my heyday, I told everybody in that locker room, I'll play you in tennis and I'll beat every one of you. And I would have. I would not have done that in basketball. Even though my chops and hoops, I'm fine. I would have been just fine. I would have made some teams. I would not have been athletic enough to probably do what I needed to. But I'm telling you this, I would have been I would have been physical down in that post. I can promise you that. And if you're going to come in and try to dunk, you're going to take some pain. Okay? I'll use my five fouls.
What was your vertical?
For a while, I had the record at Wisconsin as a right tackle. Now, that has been blown by. But I want to say I was like 28, 28 and a half, something
That's
like that.
That's no joke. Which was
average. It was pretty good for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Someday, Will Deeds House Trivia will be all on either vertical leaps or little-known facts on Tausch. But today, those are not the categories.
No, Jesse, I just saw this Twitter post where they kind of do this. What would you pick if you could? Like, great athletic accomplishments. Like, dunking was one of them. Running a four-minute mile. You know, be it this. And I said vertical leap has to be at the top. Like, if you could get any superpower athletic-wise that isn't, like, Superman stuff.
Okay.
What would you pick? Some of it was like swimming this. I was like, oh, I'm out on that. But there is a list that I'm sure if we pull it up on Twitter, it's really interesting because it gives you an idea of what's important. And one of it was, I think, a 405-pound bench. All right, no big deal. Trust me, it's not that great. I've done it. It's not that big a deal. Squat, 650 pounds.
Sounds like a lot
to me. No big deal. Like, that is not – that doesn't move the needle for me. Explosive leaping. That would be, and then running like a sub, running something super fast would be really fun too. It's just things that I never could do.
You realize you're talking to a bunch of normal people that never played in the NFL, and the idea of benching 405
Who is a normal person? Nobody.
Insane.
Would you rather be able to jump out the gym or go throw 405 on a bench at your local gym and fire it up for a rep? Everybody's going to say, "Let me jump through the gym."
Kick a 33-yard field goal.
You'd have been happy with a 20-yard field goal.
Yeah,
but it was the ball's fault.
A little overinflated.
Yeah, you're the Devondre Campbell of Titletown field goal kicking. No, you're right. I agree with you. But you did say you made that sound like it ain't no thing. And for the rest of us that are benching like 180, to bench 405 is insane. So
yeah.
Kudos to you. How much you benching these
days? I don't do a ton of straight up bench now. I do a lot of dumbbell. I can still move some weight.
You're so humble. All right, what's the category for trivia and what caller do you want?
Sparky in Sussex contributes today's category.
Dude.
How does this happen?
I don't know what. Are you sending notes out to people? Or are
I
they,
am not.
People just feel bad for you and want to do your
job. No, people view opportunities when they come up. And when Up North Joe doesn't deliver the goods yesterday and we have an opening for the remainder of the year to contribute trivia questions, Sparky in Sussex sees that as his opportunities. Logging on to Indeed and he's submitting a resume to see what he can do.
If I'm Joe, next time I see you, you're getting an open hand. Hey, if I'm Joe and I see you up north, you're getting an open hand. You are sewering Up North Joe. Sewering. I mean,
we can all admit his questions yesterday were not the best, including Joe. He was when you got to go defend yourself in the YouTube comments, you know you probably didn't have the best day.
That was not great. Yeah, that's fair.
So Sparky in Sussex presents today's category, All Tuckered Out. Questions about people or things named Tucker. It's only people. I don't know why I said people or things. It's all people named Tucker.
Tucker Kraft has 7 touchdowns on the season. Caller seven right now. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 7 right now to play trivia. I want to take this opportunity, like I do almost every day, to tell you about our friends, and they are my friends. Ben Sorensen's a great friend, and I really appreciate that, of Associated Bank. Not only do they have Packers checking, Badgers checking, and Brewers checking at your disposal, they also have the best customer service in the industry, and that's the part that means the most to me, because I'm not a fan. But if you are a sports fan, it's the bank to be at, especially if you're a Packers fan, with that 10% off the Packers Pro Shop in-store and online. So make sure you go to AssociatedBank.com/Packers to find out more. Associated Bank, you've got this. You've got trivia coming up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Wow. The Hall of Fame thing is going to be tough.
Yeah.
That's why I keep procrastinating on it. Kind of like this headline for this week.
And I think with Mark Murphy only being the only Packer Hall of Famer, I think you only get one for the first class.
We're not. That's stupid. And I'm sorry. I'm not going to let my personal feelings color this. He deserves to be a Packers Hall of Famer. Totally agree. Very deserving. No reason for it to be a one-person class. Just isn't. I don't think it's right. I don't like it.
Maybe it won't be. It might not be.
No, I think they've made it clear that it is going to be, from what I can tell. So
pretty very clearly.
Nice. Yeah. So we've got two that are finalists, I think. They've both come out to shows that we've been doing.
Yeah. Sparky.
They're incredibly supportive.
You know, Jerry has been great for, really, Jerry from the jump has been a guy.
Yes. So let's play trivia.
Which prairie it is, Sauk, Sun, Mizomany. Like, it's a tough deal.
Mizomany Prairie. I must have missed
Sauk
that one.
Prairie and Mizomany are kind of in the same boat.
Mizomany. Is that like the snow miser and the heat miser? That's where they live?
I don't know anything about misers.
All right, let's welcome in one of these legends.
So fun.
A Hall of Fame interaction here.
Jeez. To answer questions written by another.
Howard of Houston to cheap seats, Charlie. Huh?
AJ.
I always forget.
Yeah, clearly. Jerry in the Prairie. Jerry, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We appreciate your loyalty to the show, buddy. You've been there from the beginning. We appreciate it. Our questions are written by another longtime supporter of Wildy and Tausch. If you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter. It's from the movie Grease. That's not an original Wildy line. Sparky and Sussex wrote the questions. Jerry, hopefully you'll have the correct answers. Tausch, you have question number one.
Oh, and look at this, Jesse. You're so good. At which of these universities did Packers tight end Tucker Kraft play college football? North Dakota State, South Dakota State, East Dakota State.
That'd be the South Dakota State Jackrabbits.
Wow, Annie's putting in the correct answer after it's been given.
Yeah, this is good.
There's no way he's got all three questions ready for this.
Next thing you know, he's got video screens up. What a great job, Jesse.
All right, keep buying him time for question two. Here comes question two at
you,
Jerry.
But we can't get you guys to lean back a little bit.
What? You keep shoving the camera up my nose. Like, I've got the thing back as far as I can.
Can you hear me okay?
All right.
Yeah, actually.
Okay, well, maybe I'll stand that far back then. Longtime Baltimore Ravens kicker Justin Tucker is also an accomplished musician, specializing as which type of performer? Is Justin Tucker a violin player and opera singer? Or a drummer.
Wow.
Oh, boy. That's a tough one. I'm going to go with C, a drummer.
He's an opera guy?
Allegedly.
I could have
told you.
Wow.
If you want to question the accuracy of the information provided by
Not Sparky. Sparky is as on point as you're going to get.
Yeah. If it was Jesse, I'd fact check it. All right, Tausch, you got 100%. Question three.
All right, I'm waiting for the question to pop up, and here we go. Tucker Fredrickson from Auburn was the number one overall pick in the 1965 NFL draft. What is this, J.R. Ewing?
Wow.
Which team did Fredrickson spend his entire six-year NFL career? Come on, Sparky. No. Wow. I think he's going to be going through those YouTube comments like old Up North Joe. Is it the Niners, the Giants, or the St. Louis Cardinals?
Oh, let's go with the Cardinals. We'll stick with C.
Okay. I have no idea.
No clue.
The New York.
Yeah, go ahead. Tausch it. What do you think?
I'll go Giants.
You nailed it.
Nice work.
Oh, nuts.
All right, Jerry.
Sparky.
That's the second time this week already we've had a one-question right contestant. So you're not alone in only having two poker chips in the cheese fry helmet. Jerry, thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you a ton.
You bet. Thanks, guys. Love you guys.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays, Jerry. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I got news for Sparky.
What is it?
We're going to look to fill the position with other candidates. We don't think he's the right fit at this time. But we thank him for his time and his efforts and hope that he'll consider other opportunities with moving forward.
Anybody else feel like with Jesse, all these promotions he's getting and all this power, it's gone to his head?
Uh-huh.
He's firing people that are doing work for free without even really consulting us. Just
can
firing
we,
folks.
Tucker
can we
Fredrickson,
agree?
1965?
It was a tough question.
We couldn't
There's
find
no
a more relevant Tucker of any kind.
Tucker Ashcraft would have been good.
That would have been good. I do feel like Tucker Fredrickson, God bless him for his six-year career with the Giants, but that was
good run.
That was pretty far in the weeds. If he was like a Pro Football Hall of Famer from the 60s, then you could justify. I don't think. I'll have to fact check on whether Tucker Fredrickson is in the National Football League's annals as a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Alondo Tucker. Tucker.
A lot of Tuckers. Yeah. Yeah.
Michael Tucker.
Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
I'm all tuckered out by your Tuckers. Mm. Tausch, tell us about Quick Trip, where the truckers drop off Nature's Touch milk and all kinds of other things when they come in.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Quick Trip. Life is busy, especially this time of the year. Quick Trip
gets
it.
What are you doing?
And whether
Fireside chat.
I have to interrupt. Stop. I have to interrupt. Because Tom Oates is listening to the show.
Yep.
This is incredible. This is why
Oates.
No, this would be why Tucker Fredrickson might be a worthwhile trivia question. Per Tom Oates, the next two picks in that draft were Dick Butkus and Gale Sayers.
Oh, wow.
So perhaps Tucker Fredrickson is memorable not for who he was, but for who he was not.
Bill Barnwell's fourth biggest mistake of the 1960s. Goes to the New York Giants.
That's pretty good, Jesse.
Now back to your
regularly
scheduled.
You guys totally ruined
scheduled.
My great read I had going. So whether you're craving fresh coffee, a tasty bakery treat, or a quick grab-and-go meal or a snack, Quick Trip is your go-to. Variety, quality, fast service, Quick Trip's team is all about making your day easier and better. From clean restrooms to fresh groceries and everything in between, Quick Trip's got you covered. And don't stress out while you make your trips this holiday season to see the fam. Quick Trip's got the fuel. Get all those fuel discounts that you can get to, plus free air, ATMs, the whole bit, everything you need. Those aren't the only perks. Get Nature's Touch chocolate milk. You get a half gallon for $2.49. Boneless pork chops, which is nice, 99 cents each. And summer sausage, 2 for $7.50, and serve it up with a side of Quikrete white bread, 99 cents for a 1 pound loaf. And don't forget about their chicken, $5.99 roasted whole chicken on Mondays and 8-piece tenders every Wednesday. Download the Quick Rewards app. Take advantage of all Quick Trip has to offer. Order ahead for pickup or curbside. And again, if you're struggling with holiday, end of the, oh, I got to get a gift. Oh, I got to do something. Go grab some gift cards, man. Get some gift cards from Quick Trip. You get all these deals. You get gas. Nobody's going to be mad when you're handing them a stack of Quick Trip gift cards. See you next time.
We'll see you next time. And you can put the gift cards in one of those donut canisters that they've got still. Those are great. I've got one.
All right, the 11 o'clock hour. By the way, you know how we talk about how there's a totally different show going on in the YouTube comments?
You do, yeah. I unfortunately don't have access to that.
Oh, I see it. They had a whole show going on before our show even really started today.
Apparently, Shiloh considered trying out for American Gladiators, which is not a TV show that I have thought of in a very, very, very long time. But I have
to
admit,
no joke there.
I'm very intrigued by this story now.
Can
but he didn't do
can
it.
He now, can he put video up on our screen about his tryout, or is that not doable, Jesse?
Well, no. He didn't. I'm quoting now. But when I showed up to the Chicago tryouts, the line went all the way around the block. So he bailed.
The line
really,
was too long?
The line was too long.
Just wait
for
a
Shiloh.
Second. He's shooting all these lifelong goals. He trains for years to do this. And then he sees a little bit of a long line, and he's like, deuces, B.
I'm out.
Come on, Shiloh.
75 minutes from this point. I'm out.
Shiloh. You'd go to Disney and you'd wait in line to jump on at Mount Everest ride, but you're not going to wait to fulfill your lifelong dream because there's a line? Oh, Shiloh. Oh, Shiloh.
And he never became a banker
either. I got to jump in this YouTube stream. I got to figure out a way to get in this.
I'll try and get you set up on Monday when I see you in person. All right. The 11 o'clock hour, which will include not only Woe Nelly, but a few other highlights, including Doug Gottlieb and how things are going for him at UW Green Bay. That all starts in 2 minutes, so stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.